It's interesting. You think about BEV, anti-angiogenics with checkpoint inhibitors has been talked about a lot, some TKIs, renal, et cetera. But, in terms of this particular situation, it kind of reminded me of there was a study back that looked at erlotinib plus BEV that, I mean, then the checkpoint inhibitors came along, everybody sort of forgot about it. But so there was this kind of interest in BEV and people with EGFR tumor mutation. What do you think that was all about?
So we saw a lot of that discussion at ASCO in 2018, where there were two studies. One was a follow-up on a Japanese study that had been reported almost 4 or 5 years ago, where combining erlotinib plus BEV had a PFS of almost 16 and a half months. Now, what they found after extended follow-up is there was no survival difference with erlo-BEV versus erlotinib alone. A second trial reported also showed a very similar PFS, median PFS duration. They don't have the survival follow-up. So there are a couple of studies now that show that the combination has at least ability to prolong PFS. In the US, there is a trial led by Dr. Tom Stinchcomb from the Alliance that was also looking at the same question, erlo-BEV. This would be the first study in the Western population, and I'm eager to wait for the results of that. There's also ongoing plan to study osimertinib and bevacizumab. So I think there is something to the combination. How best to use that, we have to learn whether there is a biomarker even within the EGFR group that'll tell us which patient should get the combination versus just a monotherapy would also be an interesting question to ask.
Wow, that's interesting. Osimertinib and BEV. Wow, there's a study looking at that?
There is an ongoing study, phase 1/2 done at Memorial and ECOG. We're planning a randomized phase 3 trial.
Wow. My question is why? Why would EGFR TKI and BEV be synergistic?
We know very little about the synergy. In the initial days, the combination was studied primarily in the EGFR wild-type setting when erlotinib and bevacizumab was evaluated in a large phase 3 trial. And the idea is angiogenesis is playing an important role in disease progression in an EGFR mutated tumor, just like it does in other settings. Perhaps the synergy is far more evident in the EGFR tumors compared to the wild-type tumors.
That's interesting.